Danny Parkinson's with me in studio. Danny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy.
On Yorkshire Day, we are going to be looking ahead to the football seasons for the two sides that start this coming weekend. So, Bradford City, Leeds United. We'll be talking Leeds United in around an hour. Now, though, to Bradford. And I couldn't think of anybody better in the building, Danny, to get in than a man who was at Wembley Stadium a few months ago.
Oh,
yourself.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we were both at Wembley Stadium on two different days, but unfortunately, went the other way for both of us.
Yeah. In terms of Bradford, we all know how close, and it really was so close as I see it. Are you as a fan over what happened at Wembley now?
Sort of. Yes and no. I still can't watch the highlights of it, and I still can't read articles about that game. So that game's a bit of a blur to me. All I remember is, in as clear as day, every time I shut my eyes for about 4 weeks, I could see Steve Morrison. Steve Morrison, who was knocked Bradford out of the playoffs twice, scoring that goal, and just the roar of the opposition fans and all the rest of it. But I'm sort of over it now. I'm just looking forward to the new season. But it's not. I mean, I just don't know how we'll get on. No, honestly.
Well, I was going to ask you the question. I wanted to talk first of all transfers, but we'll kind of shuffle things around in terms of this season for Bradford. What is a good season? Because there has been such a change in the playing squad, with some out, some in. There's still like talk of, from the fans at least, of, well, I'd like a new player in this position, and we need to cover that. I mean, last year was playoffs. What is a good season for Bradford this time?
Top six again. Top six is a good season. Anything less than that is a failure in my eyes. And I wouldn't say it was a failure on McCall's side. I'm probably more on the players that have been switched around. Because, I mean, losing Marshall, fair enough, that can happen. You know, you're going to lose Marshall. He was homesick, wanted to go back out to London. You lose Meredith, though, that Millwall takes a step up to play for a, you know, playing a bigger division, a smaller club. But I'm sort of not quite over it yet. And then, obviously, Ron McCardle going to Scunthorpe and all the rest of it. And all you need now is a right-sided centre-back. I think they've got one of the best attacking... they're one of the best attacking sides. One of the best midfields in the league, which no one's talking about too much. Shane McCann, Reeves, Nicky Law in there. I think you've got a great midfield. It just worries me that the one thing that got Bradford into the position of the top six last season and the season before with its defence is looking shaky, which is not, it's not good.
First games, I mean, for, if we include Cup, so the Carabao Cup, how else do you say it? You've got the Cup game and the League game. They're first of all League against Blackpool, then Doncaster, both at home. Would you say the fact that the season actually starts with two home games before then a heck of a trip down to Gillingham, do you think that can actually help Bradford? It gives them that chance to play in front of their own fans a couple of times and hopefully just... If there were any slight nerves about maybe this defensive thing, just have a couple of games where you keep a couple of clean sheets in front of your home fans. That could settle everything down.
Yeah, it could do, and I think that's the main thing, because you've got to remember Bradford have been unbeaten at Valley Parade, not just for an entire season, but this goes back weirdly right in the way to 2016.
Yeah, it feels like a real eternity for me. This.
They lost to Carlisle, or was it called Colchester? That's who they lost to. And that feels so weird now, because Colchester did an entire season in League Two, and I prepared for another season in League Two. It was straight to the bottom of the league. Everyone thought the season was over at that point. Anyway, they went on this massive winning run, and got into the playoffs that time, and also managed to remain unbeaten at home, which is fantastic. I think they need to keep that up, though, because that's intimidating to other players and other teams. Or Bradford don't lose at home. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how that one works out now, to be honest.
Lastly, just looking ahead to like the rest of the season and the key dates, and the key date I always look for first, actually, rather than looking at the first game of the season, I always look at the last. And for Bradford, it's an away trip to Scunthorpe United. Look into your crystal ball, Daniel, and tell me, on the importance level, where will that be for Bradford?
Oh, it'll be really important. I imagine Bradford will probably be in third and Scunthorpe will be in second. Millwall will loan down Steve Morrison and he'll crush my dreams again.
Yeah. Steve Morrison will always be there.
Oh, he'll be knocking around. Even though Millwall are in a division above, I'm still not writing off Steve Morrison to be involved in crushing Bradford's dreams again.
Well, it's going to be an interesting season. I think I've got my fingers crossed very much for Bradford that it'll be a good time in League One. It all starts this weekend on Saturday afternoon. Bradford City taking on Blackpool, 3 o'clock kickoff at the Northern Commercial Stadium.
Stuart!
Mr. Danny Parkinson, thank you very much.